Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Melanie Hickox and Monica Palmer with Feeding Missouri, a coalition of Missouri food banks. During the recent partial government shutdown, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP or food stamp benefits, distributed the February benefits at the end of the month in January. Melanie and Monica spoke about how this disruption of normal benefits is still impacting food insecure Missourians and local food pantries. Here's Melanie.
That became a huge concern for us. I mean, it's good that they're getting the benefits, but at the same time, so many people will not know where those benefits are coming from necessarily. They might think that it's just a bonus that they got in the month of January. So they don't necessarily know what's going on. And so they're getting this money and not realizing, oh, I'm going to have to go a whole nother month. And that's assuming that they're going to get March benefits. And that's not even a guarantee at this point. So something that we really, you know, we're reaching out to the to our food banks and trying to let them know what's going to happen as far as, you know, the people coming in to our pantries and our agencies and the possibility of it being a crisis. We're very concerned about what can possibly happen. We obviously don't know for sure how it's going to go, but based on what we've heard, that it looks as though it's probably going to be a difficult time for pantries in the next at least month and hopefully not longer, but the damage is already done. So
I think people will struggle even if they did hear the information like, hey, these are your February benefits that you're getting in January. When you operate in crisis mode and you're constantly just trying to make ends meet and you're in that mental state, you know, if you get a bonus, you're going to spend that. You're like, kids, we can actually have meat in our meal tonight. We can make a dinner that has, you know, meat and vegetables. And you're going to have that kind of splurge mentality when you get this influx of money. And I think that a lot of people probably felt that. And, you know, you see people running out of food stamp benefits. That's something that's a common thing. So, you know, when you talk to clients and you hear their stories, and they'll say to you, like, well, when I run out of food stamps, I go to the pantry. So what's going to happen in February? You know, so that even though things are back to normal for the, you know, majority of the country, for those families who rely on food stamp benefits to make ends meet and to pay for, you know, food, they're going to be hurting in February. It's going to be a very difficult month. It's going to be a colder month, and so they're going to have higher utility bills. People are getting sick right now, so you have to make the choice of whether to take your sick kid to the doctor or, you know, keep the heat on or buy food. And so these are the kinds of choices, especially in the wintertime, that hit these low-income families so much harder than the rest of us. And I think in February, it's going to be a very, very difficult month for a lot of low-income families.
That was Monica Palmer and Melanie Hickox with Feeding Missouri, speaking about how the recently ended partial government shutdown is still affecting folks right here in mid-Missouri. The United States Congress has until February 15th to continue funding the government, or March SNAP benefits could be impacted as well. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.